Welcome back, everyone, to the bi-weekly automotive podcast, Jimmy Eats Cars. You're joined by your favorite little brother, Jimmy James. We're here. We're talking about cars. I don't know, maybe a recipe or two. I don't know. I have been eating better recently. I've been doing, I've been bringing my own home-cooked meals to work. Thank you to my beautiful wife for doing that. So it's been good. I've been putting in a lot of work over these past 3 weeks here at Donut, between this and Lore Garage and a few other projects that are top secret involving two cars. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks again, guys, for watching this podcast. It really means the world to me every day that you guys show up here to listen to me ramble for 30 minutes because I just, it means my voice is getting out there and someone is hearing my screams and cries for automotive food. This juicy automotive stories. They're really not that juicy. Maybe they are. Maybe they are to you. They are to me. I think we got to start it off with this, the new automotive holiday on everyone's calendar. TE37 Day. The Japanese government has officially declared that March 7th is TE37 Day. I cannot believe that we now have a holiday based off of a aftermarket wheel. That is insane that an aftermarket performance wheel has gone so far to be crowned a day. How can I get crowned a day? I would love to know that. I will be taking the day off of work on TE37 Day because I am, that is my religion, and I need to, you know, that is my right to practice TE37 and I will be taking the day off. So I will not be in the office that day to celebrate. So there's six main spokes of the TE37 religion. One is weight. One is lightness. Well, that's weight. Immediately. I don't know my religion. Does anyone really know their religion? Weight, speed, bronze, cool factor, cool specs. And price, because they're worth so much. I love TE37s. Everyone says they're overplayed, and you know what? They're overplayed for good reason. It's a good wheel. It looks good, all right? I don't think there's many wheels out there that, I mean, there's a lot of other, I know a lot of other wheels. I have a lot of other wheels in my collection, but how many TE sets do I have? Okay, I have a set that's like brand new in box that are SLs. I've got the rarest TE37 set in existence, which I don't want to tell you guys about because I don't want people knowing about it. I'm not much of a gatekeeper, but I will be gatekeeping those until I get a second set. And then I have like two sets of center locks. Oh, wait. Yeah. I think I've got four sets. So I've got four sets of TEs. Ugh, always could use more though. I got to get that gatekeep set that I don't want to tell you guys about. I will save that once I do get another set. It's just incredibly rare. And, literally, the set I had to piecemeal it together. I had to find all those wheels separately. So I have four, but they're all from different cars, and they're all different colors, but they're the same spec. That's my little ace in the hole. I just don't want to get robbed. I don't want people to know about my special wheels. Yeah, I really don't want to get robbed. That'd be nice. So I don't know how many of you guys know this, but TE37 actually stands for Touring Evolution 3.7 kilograms. That's how much the original TE37 weighed, and the original specs were the 15x6.5 design. So kind of like a weaker spec. They came up with that name because during, I think it was like the mid-90s, they were having, I call it the Japanese wheel war. Basically, a bunch of companies were trying to build the lightest wheel possible. Rays made the TE37, which was 3.7 kilograms, and then Spoon made the SW388, which was 3.88 kilograms. And then SSR was trying to do the same with the Type C. The SSR, I remember, was like one of these wheels that they were trying to like beat the TE37 and the Spoon wheel for the lightest wheel. Really cool. I mean, again, people dog on TEs, but I think they're a good looking wheel. And if you get this one with the right specs, you're in the clear. That's enough about wheels. I want to get more into some juicier stuff. I don't know if you guys saw, but Stancy Pants is back. If you don't know who Stancy Pants is, let me remind you of the blue RX-8 that burned down online. The most hated car on the internet. It's this RX-8 that this guy built and made it like one of these crazy stance cars. There's like the video of him like trying to get it up on a trailer because the cop was like gonna tow his car, and he like basically went like over this ramp, which is wild. This guy just didn't care about his car. He didn't give up. And then apparently, according to him, allegedly, his car was set on fire by someone. But then people were pointing to the fuse box, and then people were saying he might have done it. And then he set up a GoFundMe, and people donated to him. And now he's getting sued by GoFundMe as well, which is pretty rare. All right, like GoFundMe usually doesn't go after people that often, but to go after this stance guy who supposedly had his car burned down is pretty funny. But yeah, he's back. He's back on Instagram, and he announced his return that he's going to be doing a live Q&A at this Miami stance show. And he's like, I got all the receipts. I got the truth. That's crazy, dude. I can't believe you're going to go out in public after you've just been like roasted completely by the internet and try and give answers to people. I hope they live stream it. Honestly, I think I should just fly out there. It's on March 7th. It's on TE37 day. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't fly out. I can't use electricity on TE37 day. I have to fast. Dang it. I can't go see the light. I can't. This is so unfortunate. Maybe I can bend the rules a little bit. Maybe I can bend the rules a little bit. I would love to see this. I hope they live stream it, because I'm actually going to be up in Seattle that weekend for something with my wife. I hope I can still get into TE37 heaven if I cheat and just tune into this live Q&A. I hope they live stream it, and I hope someone records it. I hope there's like fist thrown. I hope there's not fist thrown, but you know, I hope it gets a little crazy. Yeah, maybe someone who donated money will show up and demand their money back. That would be awesome. My stance on Stancy Pants is that I think he just didn't build his car right, and it probably just burnt down on its own. And because to have someone go out of their way to burn your car down allegedly is pretty crazy. And then, like, that's wild to me that someone online would hate your car so much that they would want to go burn it down. But on the other hand, it was a pretty disgusting RX-8, I will say. I think out of all the cars on the internet, that's probably one of the ones I hate the most. It is the most hated car on the internet. I don't know what you guys think the most hated car on the internet is. I'd love to see in the comments down below. But I think it's that RX-8. Do you guys remember that Stance Miata back in the day? Oh my God, I forgot about this. I was just thought about that. Stance Miata, it had like some crazy name to it. And it had like crazy big fenders. Okay, we got to find this out real quick. Stance Miata, I think it was like Mr. Slammington. All right, I can't find this car for the life of me, but I remember it very vividly. And if you're a Miata guy, you probably remember it very vividly. I am sure, Corey, I know you're listening because you've listened to every episode of the podcast so far. And you probably know because you are also a big Miata nerd like me. And you would probably know the name of this. So please message me when you see this.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Fellas, I know this is a car podcast, but I want to talk about something important that I think you guys might be interested in. I'm talking about Blue Chew Gold. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. So next time she sends you a you up text, answer with a picture of a Blue Chew and make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code JEC. That's promo code JEC. Make sure to visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Now back to the show.
What's next on the plate for today? We got the Bathurst 12-hour race. I think that was last weekend. Pretty crazy race. I've never been to Bathurst. That's kind of one of the most unfortunate things. I grew up in Australia, but I never went to Bathurst. It is kind of out of the way. Like, it's not, like, close to any bigger cities. I've only been to Sydney Motorsports Park for Global Time Attack, which was a couple of years ago. And then I went as a kid growing up to the Gold Coast 600 a lot. That was like my home. That was like where I grew up. So like we went there on field trips for school. They would take us. And my grandma's house was like down the street from it too. So the weeks, like the days that the race was on, we would go to my grandma's house and I'd see like the RAAF planes fly over her house. And it was like, oh, so cool. That's why I saw my first GTR. Is a very cool memory for me. Bathurst is like one of those crazy races to me because it's like such a wild looking racetrack. It's got all these elevation changes, crazy straightaways, and some of the fastest cars too. Like those Mustangs are just eating right now. And what are these Mustangs eating? Well, they're eating kangaroo burger. If I wasn't clear, A Mustang hit a kangaroo, not a crowd, a kangaroo, right through the windshield. That thing got obliterated, and it pretty much took this car out of the race. It punched in the windshield, screwed up the body, some of the aero, and the driver, you see photos of him after. We'll put them in they're somewhere on screen right now, but he is like bloodied. Look at that. Look how crazy he looks. Looks like he murdered he murdered a kangaroo in cold blood. I got peed on by a kangaroo once on a school camping trip in Australia, and I remember it very vividly because I'd just gotten that backpack, and I put it outside my tent, and then I woke up in this morning, and there was pee everywhere, and it smelled, and I was like, God damn it, and that's my camping story in Australia. I got peed on by a kangaroo, and it sucked. I had to have that smelly backpack for the whole weekend. And my mom questioned it, and she thought I peed on it, but I did not. Oh my God, what if one of my classmates peed on it? Am I just having the realization now that it might not have been a kangaroo? Was I bullied? Oh man, maybe. It wasn't all boys' school, so there is a chance. Everyone's a suspect. I got way more Australia stories that we could always talk about. So let me know down in the comments if you want to hear about my time in Australia. I was my wee young years as an Australian lad running around the continent. I really didn't go too far. I just stayed in the Gold Coast. Oh, speaking of kangaroo meats, I went out to dinner this week with my buddy Vic, and we got Korean barbecue. And he was asking me, I forgot why we got on the conversation, but we were talking about smog. There's one drawback to California car stuff. It's smog. I hate dealing with it every 2 years. It's very annoying, especially if you have an old modified car. And I have connections to smog people. And he was asking about this story, and it made me remember it. And it's really funny to me. So I'm going to tell you guys another antidote about my smog story. Welcome to my smog corner. So I had this white Miata a couple years ago, this white NB, it was a 99, and I bought it from this kid, and he didn't have the smog, so I had to go get it smogged. But because it was OBD2, it was tougher to dirty smog. The motor was, long story short, the motor was modified, and it had like a straight piped exhaust that was a center exit. It was really sick. Also, this was back in 2019, so there's no and I don't even own the car anymore, so it doesn't even matter. I can say what I did. But yeah, basically, I had to go get it dirty smog, and I knew this guy through a friend, and I hit him up, and I was like, hey, I need this smog. And so I went, he sent me an address, and I went to the address, and it was a laundromat, and I thought that was very weird. And this guy pulled up in a taxi, and he got out, and he was like, is this your Miata? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to take it to the smog place. And I was like, okay, cool. Am I coming with you? He's like, no. I was like, what? I was like, I'm going with the car because this that's my car. You're not going to just take my car, especially since I hadn't registered it yet technically in my name. He was like, okay, okay, okay. And then he went and made a phone call. And he was like, okay, you can come with me. And I was like, all right, let's go. And this dude literally just hopped out of a taxi 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, all right, get in my car. Let's go do this together then. From there, he was like, let's make a detour. And so he's like, I need to pick up some soda. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's just a corner store down there. So we went to this corner store on the way to the store. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to get mugged, kidnapped. This was in kind of like one of the more southern parts of LA, southern and eastern parts of LA. So I looked insane in 2019. I looked way different. I went through my second puberty and I look way different now. Second puberty exists. Trust me. That's a photo of me. Anyway, we did stop at a convenience store and he grabbed these Peruvian sodas. He got back in the car and he's like, all right, let's go to the smog shop. We went to the smog shop and it was literally in the back of like someone's house. And I was like, still kind of sketched out, but this time it felt like way more legit. And I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. And I will never forget this. He took the car and they put it up on the roller, started doing the thing. I'm just sitting there and he's like, he came over to me. He's like, hey, so my grandma just made some food. Do you want any? And this little old lady just walks out and she's like, pupusa. And she gave me pupusas. And it was very good. It was very good. And then he was like, do you want one of the Peruvian? And he was a really nice guy. He turned out to be a really nice guy. And I learned a lesson that day, not judge a character by 5 minutes, not judge someone. Because that guy was really nice. I don't remember his name. And honestly, I don't even remember where I went at this point. It's like kind of a blur, but it's a very funny story of me getting fed this pupusa. And then I had to go drop the guy off back at the laundromat too, which was really funny. And I didn't understand why. But yeah, that's my smog story. I have a bunch more, but that's for another day. Throw that turtle emoji in the chat if you want to hear more smog stories and you're not a cop. All right. I don't want any narcs listening to this. All right, no more narcs. I really missed that white Miata. It was a NB, and we went to Miata. I will never forget this trip. We went to Miata reunion up at Laguna Seca, and to stand out from the rest of the Miatas, I did this like White Claw livery on it, and it was because White Claw was like a thing then, and it was sick. It turned out so cool, and we got like thumbs up everywhere that whole weekend. Everyone loved it. We were kind of like, I don't know, people were coming up to the car and like asking me about it. They're like, are you sponsored? And I was like, nah, I'm just trying to have fun with it. I had people like asking me for the design too, of the design file. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give this to you. That was a fun trip though. I remember we were in the lobby with all the Los Angeles Miata Club people. Keynote, it's called, but we were in the lobby and we were all drinking and we looked behind into the like restaurant area and sitting there is Grant Imahara from Mythbusters, because this was in 2019 and he passed away a year later, but I will never forget he was sitting right there. I was like so curious. I was like, does he like Miatas? Is he here for a Miata reunion? Probably wasn't. He was probably there for like a wedding or something. But I have it on video. My buddy videoed the whole trip. And there is an unedited video of me going to the Miata reunion with the White Claw Miata, like prepping it, getting it done, taking it on the track, and Grant Imahara seeing him there at this hotel. And I watched it recently. I went back through the footage. And again, second puberty is real. I look so different in it. But yeah, I do miss that MB. I sold it. And then I bought another NA. Fun car. I'd love to get another NB at some point. They're really fun cars. Really, really well, more well suited. More well better? I don't know. I like driving those ones more. I like the motors in them. The BP4W. Those are great.
When are you going to buy a Porsche?
Soon. All right. Also on the plate for today, news for anyone who pre-ordered a Scout, the new one. Bad news, it's been delayed to 2028. That is crazy. I'm so sorry. That sucks. I didn't even know, too, that Volkswagen was backing Scout until a couple days ago, which makes sense. Dieselgate just, like, really ruined them, dude. They've been pushing stuff back even further, man. I would love to get my hands on one of these Scouts when they do come out, if they'd come out. I have a feeling they're just going to keep pushing it. It's going to be like GTA 6. We really got GTA 6 before the Scout. So that's good news for Rivian owners. I really like this redesign of the Scout. It's really retro looking. I think I'd rather have a Scout over Rivian, though. You got to wait 2 more years, so that sucks. But this does look cool. I would get this. I would get this as like maybe a daily, like a nicer daily. I'm sorry I don't really know too much about these like newer cars. I'm not a new car person. I am like stuck in the shitbox era of the early 2000s, 90s, and 80s, maybe 70s, and 60s. I'm stuck in my shitbox era forever. Damn, that's cool with the bench seats. Oh, that is really cool. Okay. And it is also going to be US made, which is very cool. So, dang. All right, maybe I do want to put a pre-order in on this. Do I want an EV? I really don't. I don't want my energy bill to go up. I don't want to have to put the wiring in my house. That just sounds annoying. Oh, I do have to, I have to update my fuse box anyway, so maybe I can get the provisions for it. I don't know, man. I'd rather get a 4-post lift in my house than a EV charge pack. But that's just me. I just want more shit boxes in my house. I got more shit boxes in my house than an old cat lady. What else is going on? I mean, I think we're wrapping up. I got, like, I don't really have too many leftovers from last week. No news changes there. I have been just, like, working a lot on Lore Garage. And actually, today, you guys get a new episode, which is great. So, I think today would be Bugatti. I love the Bugatti episode. Very cool. We tried to make it Evangelion-themed. I love it. It's really fun. I love all the sound effects we've been using. I love how everyone's been spotting. It's been super fun. But yeah, the Bugatti one's pretty insane. That guy, Ferdinand Piëch, he's kind of not the best boss to have. Glad he wasn't mine. But yeah, if you haven't watched that, go watch that. I'd love to. I've been researching the next 4 Lore Garages. Now we're up to 12 episodes, guys. 12 episodes slated so far. So you guys have had 3 so far. So there's so many more coming out. I'm going to keep making them till the day I die. And one I actually was doing research on, and I'll give you a little hint. It's about the ghost Camaro, possibly. And I actually found the dude's Facebook profile, the guy who went to Bosnia with the Camaro. I found his Facebook profile. Now, he's Danish or Dutch? Is that the same thing? They're not the same, according to the... according to Google, they're not the same. The ghost Camaro was owned by this guy called Helg Meyer, who was a Danish special forces operator, and he went to Bosnia in the 90s and did humanitarian stuff with this 1979 Camaro. Really cool story. I found him on Facebook, and we'll see if there's a language barrier. I'd love to talk to him. The problem is that I've noticed with this story is there's not a lot of sources. There's a lot of articles about him, but the main source of this information is from a book that he wrote, and it's all in German. So I have to find someone who speaks German, find this book, and have them translate it, because I would love to know how credible it is. Because I looked on Reddit briefly, and people were like, this story is fake, but if it's fake, why are there so many photos of him in Bosnia with the Camaro, and I don't know. It's like such a weird tale. So look forward to that sometime soon. That's going to be an episode long down the line. I don't think you'll be getting that guy one for a long time. There's a ton of others I'm working on. The next week's episode after the Bugatti episode is an even crazier story about this Ferrari theft ring in Japan that there's like no big videos about. So I'm really excited to talk about that. All the sources are from Ferrari Chat, which is a Ferrari forum. We kind of zeroed in and found the story and how it's still not over yet. A bunch of stuff for you guys to look forward to. I looked at this article earlier today about how Japan is going to start bringing in US-made cars. Now, it's not what you're thinking. It's not the big three they're trying to bring in. They're trying to bring in the Toyotas and Nissans that are built in the United States. So Toyota Tundras, Tacomas, Camrys, these bigger cars. This is going to be really interesting if they start bringing in U.S. domestic cars into Japan. And apparently they're trying, yeah, they're getting rid of the, so they don't have to do any more testing. One of the biggest things holding these American-made Japanese cars back is safety ratings, and they're just going to throw that out the window. They're not going to have to do any more safety ratings or testings to get these cars into the country. So that's off the table. Japan said they want to import three models into the U.S., and I'm assuming Tundra, because that's just cool. So they're trying to get the Camry, the Highlander, and the Tundra. Pretty cool. The Tundra is going to be huge in Tokyo. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. That's going to be what? You won't be able to park that thing anywhere. The Tundra is going to be very interesting to see in Japan. That is a big car, and it's going to be a very expensive big car because it's a V8. And if you didn't know, in Japan, you're taxed on engine displacement. So that is going to be, that's going to be crazy. If you see one of those floating around Tokyo, you know that guy is a baller. That guy is a big big baller boy. Big old baller boy. It's basically the Lonzo Ball of Japan. NASCAR's on, too. NASCAR season started. That's cool. And I know the Cletus is doing the Craftsman series this year, which is pretty sick. Dude, I love Cletus's rise to power. It's so cool. He's such a cool dude. I hope that we see him grow to the Xfinity Cup. It's been so sick to see his rise again. Like, such a cool dude. I'd love to meet him. I know I did see him once when I went down to Florida for a video we shot a couple years ago, and he was tall. That guy is tall. I'm a small boy. So to see him, I'm like, whoa. So I'm pretty filled up with cars for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I really appreciate it. You guys make me have the best job ever of all time, and I love each and every single one of you, no matter what. Yeah, you guys are awesome, and I hope you have a good day. Hydrate, very important, and remember to check out Lore Garage, and I will see you in 2 weeks. And also, remember, cherish all the moments you make, because you never know when the sun is gonna blow up. It could be tomorrow. Bye.